a presidential commission investigation into Nigeria's justice system found that inmates spent an average of 10 to 15 years on death row, often in deplorable conditions, many of them suffering from mental disorders. Food is often insufficient and short on nourishment, the study found. It says overcrowding in Nigerian jails is leading to violence and disease. David Lewu spent 14 years on death row in Kaduna Prison in northern Nigeria.
When you get to the prison, they remove humanity from you. Like, if you even have a goat, you cannot keep in resource condition in the prison. Six by six, you keep four persons. You cannot turn. We call it one man, one post. Where you are sleeping, you cannot turn on your own, except you stand up and turn. And they will put a bucket, and you excrete on the bucket. Three or four of you are inside a small jungle cell.
Amnesty International and other activists campaigning for death row inmates claim many of those awaiting trial are effectively presumed guilty, even when there is little evidence of their involvement in a crime of which they are accused. The group also found that people not suspected of committing any crime, but rather arrested in place of a family member the police could not locate, are locked up with convicted criminals. Death row prisoner Dotun Fatiwale was sentenced to death in 1992 and released by the Supreme Court in May 2008 on an appeal.
One Issa, he was my cellmate. One morning he woke up. He said, how will he explain? The police just called him, he's an arts man. He can't speak English. And they said they saw him passing where somebody have died. And now she look at him. I said, didn't they give you time to talk in the court? He said, I don't even understand what they did. They just told me, go. And today, I am here. Unfortunately, too, he died in the prison.
Amnesty International says Nigerian police routinely torture prisoners in order to extract confessions. Gebada Castor for VOA News, Abuja.